This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale's NAACP and the Carbondale Police Department are hosting a World Cafe Police and Community Training event. It's coming up this Thursday, December 13th, and we thought we'd talk about that with the NAACP Vice President, Pepper Holder. Pepper, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
When people hear about this, a World Cafe, what type of training are we talking about here? Is this more of a dialogue or...
It's a, if you remember, Dr. Liz Lewin brought Bridges to Carbondale, and then that evolved into study circles, and then it's much the same. It's where, as the World Cafe takes its name from a participation in the community, and it started raining, and they went inside, and then so they had to break up into going to various different tables, and then so this took off and went to other communities, and now it's evolved, and since 1995 it's been called the World Cafe.
More than 20 years then of people talking about the issues. How important is it to have these face-to-face meetings in an environment that's not a conflict, that's not an emergency situation?
I think it's very important. In fact, here we are still after 70 years after the Declaration for Human Rights, speaking of civil rights, that being the difference between Martin Luther King's civil rights and Malcolm X's human rights. We still have not arrived yet with understanding and working across communities. So this conversation begins to help bring that understanding of each other's perspective to the community, and perhaps it'll reach the government to a point to where policies change or how we address human concerns.
People, I know, see the reports in the media, or they even see things firsthand. They see the Black Lives Matter movement. They see the refugee crisis, not just at the southern border of the United States, but everywhere around the world. And they wonder, what can I do as an individual? What would you say to them?
Well, I think it's going to take a real concerted effort to, in Memphis, Tennessee, the police department uses a sonographer to do their reporting. So then it takes it out of the hands of an individual police officer doing the reporting. And now we collectively put a system together to work for clarification. So using things that we find here, there, or wherever to make it better where we are and bring things to how does this community do its policing, and how does the other police do it? We need to have these things unified to where police approaches people in the same manner, and people know what to expect whenever they see the police.
Best practices across the board.
Across the board.
For people who are just hearing about this, it's a World Cafe and community training, police and community training coming up this Thursday evening at the Irma Hayes Center in Carbondale. Is this open to the public? Can people come?
Yes, it's very much open to the public. And it has mentioned here about shared principles designed to build trust. And those shared principles, which are 10 that we are focusing on, I'm not going to mention those at this time, but when they come and they can see how the police understand, gives their depiction of how they see things, and then the community can respond to that, and we just be on one page, understanding each other and trusting how we approach the problems.
In your mind, are things getting better with increased awareness, with increased vocalization of some of the issues within marginalized communities?
I don't think so. We still have at hand the wish, the things that were identified by Martin Luther King many years ago, the evils of the three evils of society, racism, poverty, and war. We're still facing those three things here today. And even in police tactics, how the system has the police reacting is, I believe, the biggest problem of understanding humans, people, the approach of how we need to rectify a lot of our problems.
I know when I talk to some members of law enforcement, they talk about this too. It's important to have these dialogues to understand the communities that you're going into in order to serve them effectively.
Right. And then, you know, Dr. Cornel West says you have to love the people to serve the people. In other words, the P is reaching out to try to serve the people by having this dialogue with the police and other governmental agencies. Well, I see one thing that's coming. Perhaps you've heard of Reverend Dr. William Barber. And the Poor People's Campaign is 50 years old this year. The Human Rights Campaign began 70 years ago. For some reason, we can't quite get there. And that's beyond me.
This is perhaps one way to take a step in that direction. If you'd like more information about the upcoming World Cafe, you can contact the NAACP president, that's Linda Flowers, at NOREMAC393@AOL.com. Pepper, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having us.